San Francisco, CA, the Web3 landscape experienced notable developments today, September 16, 2025, driven by a substantial influx of investment and strategic shifts within the blockchain ecosystem. Key developments include a significant injection of capital into Web3 infrastructure and AI integration, alongside growing recognition of Solana's capabilities and a regulatory intervention by the Bank of England concerning stablecoin holdings. Massive investment fuels Web3 growth. Web3 sector witnessed a substantial $9.6 billion in investment during Q2 2025, a clear indication of maturing investment strategies and a move beyond purely speculative ventures. This funding was primarily directed towards strategic infrastructure projects, the increasingly important integration of artificial intelligence, AI, and the burgeoning field of tokenizing real-world assets, RWAs. The focus on RWAs, assets like real estate, commodities, and intellectual property, represents a key step towards wider institutional adoption. A significant portion of this investment, $637 million, was secured by blockchain AI startups. This reflects advancements in several key areas, including the development of automated smart contracts and enhanced governance systems. The continued support from established grant programs, notably the Ethereum Ecosystem Support Program and the Base Builder Grants, further underscores the industry's transition from initial hype to demonstrable practical applications. These programs have been instrumental in fostering open source innovation and bolstering the underlying infrastructure of the Web3 ecosystem. Solana's rise as global settlement infrastructure. Solana, SOL, is receiving considerable attention as a potential global financial settlement infrastructure, largely due to its impressive transaction processing capabilities. According to data, Solana is currently processing over 6 billion transactions daily, significantly surpassing the capacity of traditional global securities markets. This performance has attracted substantial investment, with Pantera Capital announcing a $1.1 billion investment in Solana, citing its superior speed and performance compared to Bitcoin over the past 4 years. The increased interest in Solana is not just about raw transaction volume. The blockchain's architecture is viewed as particularly well-suited for high-frequency trading and facilitating rapid, secure transfers of value across borders. This is particularly relevant in a world increasingly reliant on decentralized finance, DeFi solutions. Furthermore, Coinbase's Base Layer 2 network is actively pursuing integration with Solana. The company has unveiled plans for a token launch on the Base Layer and, crucially, is developing a Solana bridge. This bridge is designed to enhance cross-chain connectivity between the two networks, potentially accelerating the process of decentralization and interoperability within the broader Web3 ecosystem. The ability to seamlessly transfer assets and data between Solana and Base, a key component of Coinbase's strategy, is seen as a critical step towards unlocking the full potential of both blockchains. Asterisk Bank of England limits stablecoin holdings, regulatory intervention. Adding a layer of regulatory scrutiny, the Bank of England announced today limits on stablecoin ownership. While the specifics of the regulations haven't been fully detailed, the announcement signals a proactive approach to managing the risks associated with decentralized digital assets. The rationale behind the restrictions is believed to be centered on concerns regarding systemic risk and the potential for stablecoins to be used for illicit activities. The precise limitations imposed by the Bank of England remain under review, but the announcement has already prompted discussions regarding the broader regulatory landscape for stablecoins globally. It is anticipated that other jurisdictions will follow suit, potentially leading to a more defined and controlled environment for stablecoin issuance and operation. The impact of this regulatory intervention on the Solana ecosystem, which has been increasingly utilized for stablecoin-related activities, is yet to be fully assessed. Sources asterisk. 1. Implied source. Information regarding the Ethereum Ecosystem Support Program and Base Builder Grants. Details available through relevant industry publications and announcements. 3. Implied source. Coinbase's official press release announcing the Solana Bridge development and Base Layer 2 token launch. Section break. Summary of developments, September 16, 2025. Today's developments highlighted a maturing Web3 landscape. The sector experienced a $9.6 billion investment surge, largely focused on AI integration and tokenization of real-world assets. Solana, SOL, gained significant traction as a potential global settlement infrastructure, bolstered by investment from Pantera Capital and Coinbase's development of a Solana bridge. Finally, the Bank of England announced limits on stablecoin ownership, signaling a growing regulatory focus on the decentralized digital asset space. While the long-term implications of these events remain to be seen, they represent key milestones in the evolution of Web3. Section break. Disclaimer: this blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.